Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. This is LNP 35. What is the cost of procrastination? Do you ever procrastinate as a legal nurse consultant? Put things off until the very last minute, then get stressed out trying to meet the deadline? Do you tell people you work better under pressure? You may have told yourself that line so many times you believe it, but the bottom line is procrastination is costing you and your legal nurse consulting business big time. My colleague, Debbie O'Grady, has a concrete way of explaining this. What is the emotional cost of procrastination? Stress and worry are a routine thing for procrastinators. Many people get moody and depressed. The project starts to feel larger and larger, and you feel less and less confident in your ability to tackle it. Procrastination eats away at your confidence, slowly but surely. Over time, your self-esteem decreases and you add more worry and stress to your life. What's the physical cost of procrastination? When people procrastinate, the stress often makes them feel tired and irritable. They get headaches and backaches, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers, stomach problems, and the list goes on. The stress caused by procrastination will rear its ugly head somewhere in your body. Eating healthy and exercising helps to deal with the stress, but most procrastinators put off purchasing healthy food or heading to the gym. There's a financial cost to procrastination. People miss deadlines and turn down work. This is particularly devastating when you're self-employed. You don't have enough money to pay the bills. You sink into debt. The debt adds more stress. Many people have the money in the bank but fail to pay their bills on time. They put it off and then they forget. Then they have additional fees for late payments. Make enough missed payments and it hurts your credit score. Your financial future could be at stake. And finally, there's a relationship cost to procrastination. You let down your legal nurse consulting clients, friends, and family when you procrastinate. You miss deadlines and you turn work and legal nurse consulting reports in late. Or you fail to get it done and someone else ends up having to do it. Because you are stressed and near the deadline all the time, you work day and night. And that means you have less time to spend with your family and friends. You miss important family events because you put things off. Then you have to work, or you're running late and you show up when the event is half over. You miss your child's part in the play, or the first sonogram, etc. Procrastination takes its toll on not just you, but on everyone in your life. Even if you think procrastination isn't a big deal, it is. It's destroying your life, and the longer you put off doing something about it, the more damage it will do to your business. Here are 5 steps to end procrastination and get it all done. As a legal nurse consultant, do you have a lot on your plate? You wonder how you're going to get it all done? Maybe there's just one thing you hate to do, and it seems so overwhelming. Often legal nurse consultants procrastinate because the temptation to do what makes us happy right now overrides the knowledge that getting our work done will make us happier in the long term. Putting it off is not the answer. It just feels like a huge weight on your back. So how will you get it all done? I have a few tips that will make any legal nurse consulting project, no matter how large, easier to accomplish. First, these are action tips to tackle procrastination. Break down big projects or goals. Take a long-term project or huge task and break it down into several short-term projects or action plans. Think about that huge set of medical records that you have to organize. Take a section of them, maybe an admission, and organize that, and then move on to the next. What about when your to-do list is a mile long? Just break that long list into mini lists. You know you have it broken down enough when it can be completed in a short period of time, and it doesn't contain a lot of different steps. When you can complete a task and check it off your list, it builds momentum and confidence in your ability to follow through. Second point, prioritize. Go through your list of tasks and determine what has top priority. Prioritize clear down to the lowest priority. Take into consideration your priorities, your client's priorities, and how each task blends with the other tasks. For instance, if it's a task that must be done in order for some other task to be accomplished, that increases the priority. Make a plan and figure out how you'll accomplish those tasks. Who will you need to call or meet with? Do you need to enlist the help of others? Are there supplies that need to be ordered before you can move forward on a certain task? Make a plan and include lots of details. This will make task completion easier. Schedule time for each task. Actually put the time you plan to work on it on your legal nurse consulting calendar. Don't just assume you'll find a time or that it will get all done. Block out sections of time for this project. Do you need to block out a complete day or 2 days to get this done? Or will it be something you can work on an hour here and 2 hours later? Remember, you already broke that long task into shorter time frames. Take action. You can do all of the above and it will look good on paper, but nothing will happen until you take action and work on the project. Getting started is the hardest part. Do whatever is needed to force yourself to get started. Once you get started, you will find it much easier to do than anticipated. You won't know that until you give it a try. No matter how big the legal nurse consulting project, putting it off only makes it feel larger. Break it down, and following the above steps will make it manageable, and before you know it, the project will be completed successfully. In a book that I wrote in 2016 called How to Analyze Medical Records, I talk about some of the concepts that you heard about from Jean Maroney. The book is a primer for legal nurse consultants, and it's third in the series called Creating a Successful Legal Nurse Consulting Practice. It covers the pros and cons of electronic medical records, including how they introduce risk into the documentation of patient care. I provide you tips and techniques for organizing patient and electronic medical records, which are the backbone of our business. You will gain an understanding of how to screen a medical malpractice case for merit and discover clues for detecting tampering with medical records. Two final chapters focus on how to polish your work product to create your strongest professional appearance. You will gain critical insights on how to strengthen your ability to analyze medical records to gain more clients and earn more money. You can order this book at legalnursebusiness.com/Bob. That's legalnursebusiness.com/Bob. That's B-O-B. Thanks so much for listening. Tackle that to-do list and join me again next week for another edition of Ayers Insights.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Ayers' resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.